A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. So how was your Christmas? Was it nice? Did you get what was on your Christmas list? Did you get anything way off your Christmas wish list? I did, kind of. Nothing really off-base, just a few things I received weren't quite what I requested. But how about today's gospel? Do you think that Mary would have requested gold, frankincense, and myrrh? I mean, wouldn't diapers, blankets, and baby clothes have been more practical gifts? A bit more useful? I've gone to plenty of baby showers and never have I seen gifts on any registry like these wise men brought. But they weren't going to a baby shower. They went on a pilgrimage to pay homage to a great king who was heralded by the sign of a great star in the sky. The gifts they brought were to honor one of great majesty. These gifts were brought in honor and homage. The gifts weren't meant to fulfill everyday tasks, but to be a testimony in honor of a great life, a life that's yet to be lived by this infant, but one whom these wise men knew would be of great importance. But these gifts may also have had a very practical and pivotal use in the life of Jesus. The Dominican biblical scholar Jerome Murphy O'Connor suggests that these costly gifts were used to bribe border guards as the Holy Family fled to Egypt. Then, just as now, immigration seems to be fraught with danger and deception. These seemingly impractical gifts were perhaps used to save the very life of the infant Jesus as he and his family fled from mad King Herod, who was on his killing rampage of the infants in Bethlehem. Just imagine. The wise men's gifts could have saved the life of Jesus. Without these gifts, the life and mission of Jesus might not have happened. Staggers the imagination, doesn't it? These seemingly impractical gifts meant to honor a life actually preserved and saved the life of the one being honored. And what better way to honor his life. Today's gospel invites us to offer our gifts to the honor of Jesus. Not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but our time, our talents, and yes, our treasure. So many of us do this already. We give of our time as members of the parish or our provincial council. We give of our talents, for example, in music ministry or other liturgical ministry. And we give of our treasure by our generosity to our parish, to our community, and to other causes. And today, too, we offer gifts to God by the praise we give God in our worship and through the bread and wine that we'll offer later during the Eucharist. But you know this already. This isn't anything new. But will our gifts, what we do in love and in the honor of our Lord, will they save and preserve the mission of Jesus like the gifts of the Magi? Probably not. The mission of Jesus will go on without you or me, but it would be very much poorer without our contributions of our lives and our love. While it could be unrealistic to presume that our gifts could change the course of Christian history, we know that one life does make a difference. People like Mother Teresa, Bishop Desmond Tutu, Martin Luther King Jr., their gifts saved and changed many a life. It's easy to say, I'm no Martin Luther King, I'm no Mother Teresa. No, we aren't. What about the corner of our lives where we do offer our gifts? Our ministry in our neighborhood, our parish, our communities. Don't you think that changes a life? The Mishnah states that whoever saves a life saves an entire world. We are impacting the world one life at a time. Rarely do we ever know the exact impact we have on another. But I suspect that the wise men never knew how their gifts were utilized either. But the example of the wise men invites us to offer our gifts in honor of the one born at Bethlehem. Sometimes I think we need to remind ourselves why we do the ministry we do. Honor and in response to God's love that was made incarnate, was made flesh. There's a lovely Christmas anthem titled At the Manger Tonight. And it goes, what can I give to him to honor his birth? What can I give to him? I have nothing of worth, so I'll offer my heart when I kneel at the manger tonight. Let's take a moment, maybe after we finish listening to this homily or when we process the altar table at Mass or when we look at a manger scene, let's take time today to offer our hearts to our God who became flesh at Bethlehem. That would be a gift that I'm sure would be on Christ's Christmas wish list.